Okay. We're live. Well, when they hear this, it won't be live, but
yeah.
We're live.
We're live.
She's 22 years old. Oh, honey. You scored.
Goodies.
So we'll call it to order. I can take some notes, I think, if you want to as well. We can, like I said, it should be less things. Do we have the minutes? I don't remember.
They're on that table.
I was so confused by the change and my own reminders that I just sent out a bunch of extra emails to everyone.
Minutes.
Okay. Cool. I did actually read these. Oh, I didn't make an update on this. I was supposed to go to the select board meeting. That was, of course, the Monday that I decided to go on a camping trip. So I will go next meeting. And I still have the notes of what we're going to ask about for that one. I'm just looking. Tracy, you had emailed like this afternoon, I think, about the land. What was it? It was like the information of the...
It's this map, the Kirby Future Land Use Map that Liam, apparently Kathleen Lord left NDDA. So Liam...
Do you blame her? Do it really?
That the woman that came?
Yes.
Oh, no way. Yeah, she seemed like...
Flustered because they put the whole thing on NDDA.
Yes.
Yep.
And it wasn't even there.
Yep.
Now they're repealing it.
Yeah, and now they're repealing a lot of it. So Liam Abadi, I'm not sure how you say his last name, seems to be taking over her duties. So he sent this letter.
Is Abadi?
Abadi?
The Irish?
Maybe. Liam. That sounds right.
That's Irish for sure, huh?
Yeah. So he, it's important to note that these land use categories do not carry the weight of zoning, nor do they amend or override your town's zoning. Which is a highlighted paragraph.
The thing that he sent, just if you wanted to.
Yeah, so here's the. Here's
oh, you printed it, sorry.
Yeah, I just double sided the letter out with it. Yeah.
Thank you.
No worries. That we have a copy of that. And I don't know if this is something we'll need to include in our new town plan. Probably.
Did anything change since the last map they gave us?
The entirety of the town is classified as rural lands.
Yeah, that sounds like it's the same.
Same.
Yeah, and we don't have a town center, so.
Yeah, and they mentioned that in the beginning of this. So it just says we're currently ineligible for permanent exemptions from Act 250 due to the lack of a village center, which we already knew that.
We should build more houses.
And we did state in the town plan our general long-term goal for that future housing.
I think it'd be a good map to put in if we can, you know, find the right future use, and maybe we can even quote some of this that says we're slated to be tier 2 and whatever other. All right. So other than that, the minutes look good to me. What do you guys think? Any other discussion of it?
Looks wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully next one I'll have some more feedback from the select board about our questions of like recruiting and the stipend, and I wrote them all down.
So. And the 3-year.
Oh, and shortening the number of people or whatever, and all that stuff.
And maybe extending them all to 3 years.
He actually visited today, and he talked some more about that.
Okay.
He was saying that one thing he wants to discuss is if there's a stipend, a yearly stipend, it should have some kind of clause, attendance clause on it.
That makes sense.
Oh, right, when
they're
coming.
To make sure that people make a certain percentage of meetings or whatever.
Yeah.
And I do think that maybe the fact that it is a 7-person board makes people think that it's a lot more optional than like a select board meeting where there's only three.
Yeah, if we reduced it to 5, that would certainly...
We're 6 on. People right now, right?
Yeah.
Hillary and Kristen.
So if we reduce to 5, like...
It would just be whoever's term is up first would phase out that 6.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. I just didn't know if somebody was about to get like...
No.
Thanks again!
Nobody just gets kicked out.
Okay.
It'd be attrition.
All right.
I suppose if somebody wanted to volunteer.
When new members join, we will ask for a commitment of 3 years. Yeah, I don't know how you would phrase that. A pledge? I mean, life is messy. Things can happen.
I think, but
it seems like it's happening too
much.
Yeah,
we ask for a commitment.
Yeah.
3 years sounds like a long time, but really it's like 36 meetings. 36 hours.
True.
Yeah, and I think it's if all the terms were 3 years, and it went into that knowing that.
Motion to approve the minutes for June.
Sorry. I make a motion that we do.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. All right. Those look good. So should I just follow up with Keith at the next meeting then to just say, hey, like, we're...
I told him I thought you were coming to this one. I was like, but then yeah. I thought he said he was out of town, so...
Yeah, no, I just... Yeah.
I was just letting you know you're coming to the next one.
Will do. And, yeah, I think we could tell him, like, we're open to whatever makes this work better. You know, whether it's holding out a little carrot or limiting, like, you know, we're decreasing the number of
people. Coin
drop?
Here in Kirby.
Yeah. Got a big boot. We'll stand out there and just.
You just had one of those in Lindenville at the library.
Yeah. Okay, so the minutes are good. We have the variance. So I was thinking on page, I just had it. In the regs, these are my 2017 regs, so I don't know if this is the most updated.
But 2022
is the next. Okay, 2022. So it should be, though, under section 13. For me, it's 13.08 in the back. And this is where, like, for today, I thought we could just review, like, what is required to have a variance. And then we set the hearing, and then the next meeting we can discuss that actual situation. And hopefully, like, I think usually, like, for any kinds of variance or other, like, we would try to, if you're able to, like, drive by the property and have a peek or maybe look it up on Google Earth or something, just so when we're talking about, like, why it's, the terrain is so particular, we can kind of picture it and ask questions that might help us understand.
Are you revealing that right now?
Did you guys find that section of the 13.8? Do you have a copy of this guy? This is the regs. This is the old one, but it should be pretty much. I think I have 2 copies.
Oh, 1308.
Yep.
Got it.
So this is just to understand better, like, I think this is the second variance I've seen in 7 years.
I had a variance for my barn thing, and then I never did it anymore.
You never did the barn.
But we put the shop up instead.
Can you tell me, give me a little synopsis of what this is? Just so I can write it down.
Yes.
Okay, I
found it.
That's
the application for the variance.
Okay, I just need other barn right there.
Michael...
Smanowski,
476 Barnes Brook.
This is John and Sherry Meehan's old house, if anybody knows where they were.
Oh, see, they're just below us.
I was going to tell you that I thought...
Are they up on... They used to...
Up on
Barnes St. J. anyway. Yep. They used to live in the little log cabin that's below us. That's kind of near.
Oh, yes.
They used to live there. They built that.
Well, a million years ago.
A long time, yeah. And they were very good neighbors.
This someone else, he was surprised that I knew where he was from. So I was like, oh, is that what you
can? Cool. I actually found a second one, yeah. So if you do want to look at it, feel free.
Oh, okay.
I actually found the exact... I have two 2017s.
Did he get a little nervous that you were so aware?
Are both of them outdated?
Well, I think this part didn't change. I think they have the new one, so we'll read through it and see if ours...
People is when I found out who they were and where they lived, I could like tell them the color of their vehicles and how many dogs they had. It made them really nervous. Couldn't do it all the time.
We can like table this idea for another night, but I was thinking we have a flow chart, which I'm not going to search for right now, but it showed like the process for each, like for a variance or for, you know, you have to set a hearing, you have this many days and all that. We had one because
that's helpful. That would be helpful.
I can find it probably once we're moving along, but just because, like, I understand the landowner wants to, like, speed it up, but, like, our obligation isn't to, well, that was what the message said, and just our obligation is just to, like, run the process, and we have to certified mail to all adjacent landowners, we have to post it, all that stuff, so if we can find the flow chart, I can find it.
Who does all those certified letters? Do you do that? Because we used to have a secretary on the planning commission.
Well, great to have a secretary.
We did, and so Aaron Patwan was our last one.
Okay.
If you want to do it, like
well,
you can.
He's taking me. It's like putting my
hands down.
Even
when Annie was secretary, though.
Sorry, Annie. I said Aaron. My bad.
Still does the certified mail.
Yeah.
That is the worst part of the job.
Somebody else absolutely could, and I would just give them a signed check for the post office. Because certified mail is not cheap.
That's not. That was a pain, and you had to get everything right in the letter. I remember crying in the middle of the night. Sorry.
So, like a couple years ago, we said if it's a board member that's gonna do like secretarial duties for the board, like we will pay them.
Yeah, there's a budget to pay.
It's in our budget because it's your time, it's your energy. Like, so if you want to do that, like. Like honestly, even for the minutes, like for writing minutes, like if you're not here, like we don't want to abuse your volunteerism.
Right.
So that's why we put money into it, and we were like, people gotta get valued for the effort they're doing.
We dealt with so many variances when we were.
It did seem there were a lot.
I mean, I was doing one a month.
Mid-90s.
It was crazy.
I don't know. Everything to me has felt like. Conditional stuff for the past whatever amount of time,
maybe
5 years.
It was a mix, but I still had to do certified mail for anything, anytime.
For any hearing, you have to.
It's such an outdated thing.
Yeah.
Like send an email with a read receipt, like.
Yeah. Post it at kiosks that nobody ever looks at.
Most people won't pick up.
Put it in the paper that
anyway,
nobody buys.
And they won't look at a bulletin board either. They'll look at the website, the Facebook page, or they'll come in my office.
But is that the state statute, right?
Yeah.
Like a statutory?
So far. Mm-hmm. Maybe when the post office finally goes under, they won't be able to get anymore.
What do you guys think if we read through this part just to understand the variance situation, and then maybe we can look at the permit application, and then we can set the hearing and call it. Does someone have the 2022 version of the regs? I have an old one. I'm sure I have a new one here.
I actually don't know what this date on this one is.
Since we're revising it, I have so many copies of it.
I don't know what this is. Adopted 2022.
All right.
With all your notes.
I have three copies. Do you want one?
I do have a 2022.
Sure.
You guys
I'm sure I have so many copies of it.
Do you want one?
Yes.
It changes you.
Thanks. So 13.8 or whatever that section is.
Page 13.
All right. It should be on page 13, I think.
Yes.
You guys want to, we can read out loud or
sure,
whatever. Okay.
1308, variances. The Zoning Board of Adjustment may grant a variance in accordance with Act Section 4469 only when the following conditions are met. So it looks like there are five. A through E. A, there are unique physical circumstances or conditions including irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of lot size or shape, or exceptional topographical or other physical conditions peculiar to the particular property, and that unnecessary hardship is due to these conditions and not the circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning regulations in the neighborhood or district which the property is located. B, because these physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the bylaw, and the authorization of a variance is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. C, unnecessary hardship has not been created by the party seeking the variance. D, the variance, if authorized, will not alter the residential agricultural character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located, substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, reduce access to renewable energy resources, or be detrimental to the public welfare. E, the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least deviation possible from the bylaw in the plan. In rendering a decision in favor of an applicant under this section, the Board of Adjustment may attach such conditions to such variances as it may consider necessary and appropriate under the circumstances to implement the purposes of this section and the town plan. In the event development is to occur within 25 feet of the center of the public highway, select board approval will be required prior to final approval of the variance.
All right. Thanks for reading that part. Do you guys want to discuss any parts or anything? I mean, we don't necessarily talk about it in reference of this place, but just in general, like how we understand it or something. It's good.
Well, I think it might be helpful to at least clarify how he's
for sure. Yeah.
In
what's the need
what
or
he's asking
yeah.
for?
Is it written like
there's a single map?
Is so that? I talked to him. Originally, his plan was to put a second residence on the parcel. But after explaining the whole subdivision process, he decided that he would just add on to his garage. And I said, well, if it's living space that involves water, like you still would need a separate wastewater. And he said it's not. It's basically like a living room. But it's going on the side of his garage. I guess that it'll be too close to the road, but he said there's nowhere else he can put it. I have not set eyes on this. I mean, I went to Meehan's when I was like six, so I don't really remember it.
It's kind of a strangely built house.
I think he said that when John Meehan built the house, he built it like as close to the road or the neighbors or something that he could, and I think that's maybe why he didn't. I guess I've heard stories. I don't know.
Where is the where's the property at?
Farnsbrook Road. There's like a little shoot off to the right.
Yeah, just after you go past. Do you know where the Eikenberry's driveway is? Is that their house, the big one in the field? That's Eikenberry, right?
Yes.
That I can barely sit in the field there. And if you're going up Barnes Brook, there's a new house that's just got built. There's Eikenberry's driveway. You keep going. Peter Kuchu used to live up there. I don't know who's in that house now. But as you kind of go over the, there's a, I believe there's a brook there. And there's a brook, and you go across the bridge. There's a road to the right. And there's a couple of houses. The Debbie Gorham and
yes.
Sonny used to live up there.
He still lives up there.
He is. Okay, so Sonny.
So Barnes Brook climbs the hill.
Yeah,
and Luchers are up here.
Yes, but before you get to that, there's a driveway
right here,
to the right.
Under the trees.
Yeah, I used to go to Meehan's a lot because I was, as you know, selling for them. But It's a long story. So their house was down here, and then Gorham's was up here. I don't know what this building is right here. Is there a house now across from them? Erin, are you aware?
I don't know. I went up that road a couple of years ago. I didn't go out like Meehan's driveway, but going up the road, it seemed like there was a house on one side and a barn or something on the other that were both very close to the road.
Yeah, because there's something here. I don't know what that is. And then this would be Sonny's place, I'm assuming. Right? This is Mian's down here. I don't know what this is. And this is Sonny's, I believe.
It feels like we may want to put eyes on this.
Yeah, I think you might.
I will definitely cruise by it and just have a peek at...
You mean you'll cruise in, turn around,
and
cruise in. There's no cruising by this one.
Yeah.
Although it could just look like, I took a wrong turn.
Do we want to do that just before the hearing?
I think if, recommended, it's not required, but, usually we just say, hey, if you get a chance before the hearing, go by and have a look, or look at Google Earth. Maybe having a look is better if we're able to see it. It's right close to the road, but...
Yeah, because, that building you're looking at, you don't know if it's a big shed... For a house, or
it's hard to tell the terrain. Also,
Can we request that he show us exactly what he's talking about? Is that within?
We could at the next thing.
Once he meets with us.
Because I think so. We discuss, we hear his plan and we ask questions, and neighbors can input whatever they feel, and we don't have to decide that night. We could vote and be like, all right, I think we have enough info. We're all ready to make our decision. Or we could, I think we have a certain amount of days to
decide.
But
we usually go into executive session.
I don't remember the rules for that either.
Because it appears that
I think so.
He's going to violate front setback if he sort of keeps the line of his buildings as they exist. And then he may have trouble on the side.
Yeah, right here. Yep.
I don't think the road issue is in question here. They mentioned the road. Because this is what kind of road is this considered? Because it's got possibly three houses on it. It's a dead end.
But if it has three houses, it should have its own street name, but... I don't know what one. Because 911, if there are three buildings on one road.
Wants it the road to have a name.
That is the trigger. Two is gray, but three is...
Well, assuming that's the house. It is Cooch's. So, his address is Barnes Brook Road,
but this is
other
Cooch's property here.
This is just his property. Yeah.
So he's violating Cooch's line and
whoever this is.
Yeah. I don't know. It's there's a language in those conditions that may be problematic because the property's already developed, so you can't argue that you're preventing development. It already has occurred.
Yeah, I'm looking for another one that said if there's any other
Can I see the map for a minute? The picture, sorry.
Would be where it would meet.
So can you... He probably doesn't want to go backwards because of the leach field.
He might have mentioned that.
It doesn't look like, it's hard to tell on this, but it doesn't look like it would cross it, according to the sizes that of what he's drawn or the landowner's drawn.
What's E? 25 feet from the center of Barnes Brook triggers the select board.
Yeah, so I don't think it would go that far to the select board, but...
The Coochie line may be a non-issue because he's so far away.
That's what he says. It will be under 50 feet to the Coochie line, but still hundreds of feet from the nearest structure.
Until they want to build their garage there. I mean,
right.
You can't really claim their land as,
so
they live over there.
He got a variance here to put that bay on the garage because it was too close to the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because the building sits like this and the road is straight. But there's nowhere else it could go.
That must have been fun. The town applying for a variance to its own rules.
Right.
Yeah. That was fun.
Did anybody jump up and down and yell?
No. I don't think anybody came to the meeting.
Well, Lucas Bristol came to the meeting.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Because it will be, he'll be able to touch it now from his house.
It's still far enough.
He was all right with it, though. I think, yeah, it'll be good to, hopefully, you know, we hear from the neighbors, like, that seems important, and hear a little more about why it has to be so big and so close to that line. Right. I don't know.
I suspect Peter will have an opinion.
Yeah.
I'm sure he told me.
But it's well under the setbacks, so. Like, even starting it is with, it's already, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's already.
He's 75.
He's grandfathered in, but.
Like, my barn was too close to the road, but it's been there since, like, 1970.
Yeah, it's grandfathered in. It was.
So I got the variance, but it had to be on the inside. It couldn't be any closer to the road. It had to be off the other side.
And I remember doing, it could have been yours, where we were like, yeah, you can build back within that line, but not moving closer to it.
Nothing any closer, That's the way our house was when we built onto it.
A little piece ahead of
there. Yep.
So will you send out the certified letters and post it right to the paper or whatever we have to do there?
Yes.
I was trying to find that flow chart.
And I put it on the website. And I put it on and then after the decision, it's on the decision certified.
Here's the thing I was talking about. It's like
nice.
It's a little bit modified. I don't know that all of it was.
Sharon or Judy.
I think so.
Nice.
There really should be a better training for all of us. You know?
I mean he and I've served before, so we have kind of outdated knowledge, but a general sense for.
No, I mean.
So this appears to be.
But in general.
None of us really are trained to do it,
not town specific.
Which we need to have better.
I mean, Vermont
well,
League of
Cities. Vermont should be the same.
Yeah. Vermont League of Cities and Towns would be a great resource for providing that. If they have some standardized course for that. Or NVDA.
So should we set the meeting, the hearing, for our next meeting? Or should we, like, usually that's what we do. Or we could set it on a different night. What do you guys feel like?
I'd just as soon have it during our regular meeting if
the
we
same.
Can. What? Do you have your phone with you? I didn't bring my phone. I brought nothing with me. I feel very disorganized.
So the next meeting, we do Tuesdays now, right? So it would be...
The first Tuesday of August.
August 4th.
Okay. I think that's fine.
It's the weekend.
Before.
four green fields.
He doesn't have many abutters. He has Leo Kutin,
yep.
Steve Peter. Houghton, and Warren Horn.
Sunny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Steve Houghton's on the back other side.
So it does appear.
Steve Houghton is on two sides.
It does appear that other structure is part of Warren Gorham.
That's what I'm thinking, is this is maybe like his lower barn or workshop or
that
something.
Is Leo Kutu's barn. So see, I can see on
this right here.
So here's Simonowski. Mm-hmm. This right here is part of Kutu's. So I think his house is over here and his barn is over here. It looks like his little line.
But what's this house?
Another little...
That must be
that
part
comes
of Sonny's, because that's
Warren Gorham.
Okay,
yep.
So that's part of Sonny's property. Okay.
Vermont parcel viewers, a very nice site for.
I think that's what you've been using.
For finding information.
Yep. So August 4th at 6, do we want to have the hearing at, not at 6, but like 6:15?
Sure. That way we can review minutes and sort of just.
Okay. 6:15 hearing, assuming. He can come.
And we're going to try to do an informal individual visit beforehand?
I think that will be enough.
Just to drive
you.
By to put your eyes on it and just...
Yeah.
Okay. I might drive out just to reminisce. I was so young, I remember playing that light bright thing where you like...
Yeah, I will get more copies.
They used to make applehead dolls, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my grandmother did too.
Yeah, they made all kinds of crafts. They made T-shirts. I sold for them one summer.
I thought they did the craft fairs at the mall.
Yes. I used to drive around Vermont. I got to know a lot of Vermont, going to all the little stores that they sold to. It was ages ago.
This would be good. Like, I don't know if my numbers are right, but it would be good to have, like, posted so if people come in to put in a permit or a variance or whatever, they can see, like...
The process.
Yeah. If you're approved, boom, go there. If you're denied, you're here, you know?
I'll have to see if I can kind of see
it could be good. I mean, the more we see it, the more familiar we'll be with how it goes. So 6:15, August 4th,
okay.
And we'll hear out what's up, the details.
Sounds good. I have not done my assignment of inviting the Vermont Land Trust to a meeting, but I will aim for maybe September. Although that's a public meeting, so that the date of that we'd have to all agree on. Something ahead of time.
Maybe
they could come do it at a potluck supper, harvest supper.
Maybe you want to let Clarice get your parents through before you ask her for anything?
Well, it doesn't. I wouldn't necessarily ask Clarice to come.
Okay.
Come do it, but. It would be. I know Alex Dawn is trying to have these potluck plus things each month on a set date for townspeople to come. And the plus would be a topic of interest, so maybe we could latch our little star onto one of those if the VLTs were willing to work outside of office hours to come do a presentation. That would be
Sounds
nice.
Good.
I think it would also get kind of the right crowd of people who might be interested in that sort of thing, because harvest suppers are appealing to a lot of our farmer set. I'm not going to use the word elderly because they aren't all.
Like your mom asking if she could go in the bathhouse.
She posted. My mother posted. Is 84 too old? I told you about that because she. My mom is actually 85. So. She wants to go in the bouncy house. No.
I said she's.
Your dad might.
Maybe keep the kids out while she goes in, though.
She'll be busy decorating cookies with the kids.
A year or two ago? I don't remember how long ago it was, but Elby and I were working in on a trailer, and he jumps down off like this 5-foot elevated platform.
He still does that.
85 years old. It hurts me to do that.
They're made of stern stuff. Okay.
I think the only other thing on the minutes was, the agenda was the picking up on the page, the transportation thing that we had, right? For the town plan.
Oh, yeah. I'm very sorry I didn't bring that up.
So it seems like at this point, like, the town will vote on the updated town plan. So we're shooting for November to have it when the voting happens. Is there voting this year? I don't know. There is voting this year.
August primary and okay. Voting in November.
So should we...
Don't ask me what days. I don't have to look.
We're not going to be ready for August. Should we try to, like, final, done, ready for November?
In fact, should we knuckle down?
And if you can't make it for that, it would have to be town meeting next year, probably.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We should aim for November.
For better or worse, I think it should just be done.
I think we all need it to be done.
Regardless of whether it is perfect or not.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe our August 4th meeting, I don't know if you want to extend it or if we want to just knuckle down a little bit more in September.
I'm fine to do like, you know, an hour and a half or whatever. Sometimes we even go 2 hours if we're like feeling
extra time.
When
focused.
There's a tornado coming.
Yeah. And September meeting.
So that sounds good. I mean, we can work through the hearing and then get back to the final read.
Gosh, the acronym for toilet paper and town plan is the same.
All right. Any other business? Anybody? Aaron, any new business for us? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Thanks for all making the trip down.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn. All right. We're good. See you in August.